I think Cam Ward was the only sure, you know, top flight quarterback in this year's draft. Everybody else had a question mark. Every other player, every other quarterback, there's, well, I don't know about this. Well, I don't know about that. Cam Ward has a desire to be great. You saw it in all the pre-draft interviews, the social media stuff that was out there. Shador was acting like a clown half the time. And we think, because social media has taken over our existence, all of us, all of you, watch some mindless nonsense on Instagram or TikTok or whatever the heck social media platform you're on, and you're somewhat entertained by it, right? That's the world that Shador Sanders thinks he lives in. And if I was an owner of a franchise, a $1 billion franchise, and the success or failure of my team depended on this particular position, this particular player, and this guy only cares about entertaining people on their social media platform, sorry, dude, you're not of interest to me.
So
because your interest isn't winning. Your interest is being a star. And in order to be a star in any sport, you have to earn it. It's not because you're popular.
Right.
Right? You have to earn being great.
So I agree with you to the extent of, if I'm the New York Giants, I'll use them as an example before I get to where I would have taken them anyway. If I'm the New York Giants and I need to find a young quarterback and the future of my job is sort of reliant on it, I totally get why Joe Shane and Brian Daboll didn't touch him. I get it. Don't even have to explain anymore. Yep. My job's on the line. I'm not dealing with this. When I get to the third round, and that's probably where my cutoff is, and I'm a team that needs a quarterback, the view of a third-round draft pick is very different than the view of a first-round pick.
Dude, I agree. But
I bring him in and almost lay him the law and say, you need to change, and the expectations are different.
Yeah, but my point is, who needed a third-round quarterback?
The New York Jets. The team I root for.
Yeah.
I would have thrown it. I watched it a million times.
I don't disagree.
And if anyone was ever going to get to him, I think Aaron Glenn would.
Yeah, but I think Aaron Glenn is in a very slow play moment right now. It's like, I don't even know what the hell I have. I mean, I guess they're having whatever it is, underwear walk-around days. But, like, he doesn't know what he has for his team. And so I think he wants to get a feel of who the Jets are, personnel-wise, and before you make a rash decision to bring in a very loud, albeit confident, as that last caller was talking about, young quarterback who has, I don't know, baggage, let's call it, from being the social media maven that he's been with his father and everything else. So it's just, I think it was just a distraction that Aaron Glenn didn't need.
I remember a couple days ago, this gentleman called in and claimed he had inside information about the New York Football Giants. Jim in Hartford, Connecticut, would you like to take your bows here on Evan and Tiki?
Go ahead, Jim.
You're right. And Tiki took my little bit of thunder away because it was leaked. And I can't get into all of that, but just a tiny leak, if I could say it that way, and this is the truth. That Brian Daboll fell in love with Jackson Dart because, exactly what Tiki said, he worked him out, he screamed at him a couple of times, and whatever.
Right.
That, you know, he became a Giant, and he is. Now, he broke all of Eli Manning's records at Ole Miss.
Right.
And the only thing I can say is this. The bottom line is he is a Giant. Is he going to be good? No, that's for somebody else to figure out.
Right.
Not me.
Time
will
tell us that.
I'm happy he is, and I'm happy the way the Giants draft was. That's all I was going to say. Evan, you know, you're the man when it comes to baseball. I talked to you but you talked me right through. You and Joe Beningo.
No, we appreciate it.
But
you're the man when it comes to calling the radio and saying the Giants are drafting Jackson Dart.
Right.
Because I wasn't sure until the very end. Like, when those rumors
when they traded up, I knew it was Jackson Dart.
Did you?
Yeah. I just felt it. I was like, why would they come up for it? They're not coming back in for Shador, right? If they're coming back in, it's because they really want Jackson Dart, and they think that one of the teams behind him, actually, I think specifically,
it was the Rams.
The Rams are going to come get him.
No, and that's why, look, obviously the player's got to be great. He's got to turn into something. But when it comes to the value of what Joe Shane did, he looks great. I think Joe Shane's approval rating is the highest it's ever been as New York Giants general manager.
Especially because, as we said on Friday, and Pete, some people questioned it. Like, why give up future assets? You gave up a conditional third. You still had your third round pick. A conditional third and next year's third.
Does it worry you, though? It's got to worry you a little bit.
What?
I have never seen Giant fans collectively as giddy as they have been over the last few days over this draft.
I think it's because of the identity of all of the draft picks, right? Abdul Carter, dog. Jackson Dart, cougar killing dog. You got
Cam Scataboo.
You got Scataboo, dog.
They're
you got,
dudes.
You got this kid from Missouri, Imbo. Right? Yeah, dog.
Dog.
You got all these guys who are just like, I want that guy.
They got a tight end named Fidbone.
Right. No, Tommy, it's Fidoni, but he tattoos himself.
Tommy Tattoo.
Tommy Tats.
His name is, that's this. It's I didn't catch
it. No, this is true. His name is Tommy Fidoni.
Fidoni.
He was in his high school recruiting class.
Kind of like Fidbone better, though, doesn't it?
He was the only guy recruited higher than Brock Bowers to play tight end in that class.
Is that right?
Had two ACL surgeries, which is why he fell so much. But he's sick. He loves the pain of feeling tattoos. He tattoos himself all day long.
Dude, wow. I have never seen. And you guys could all be right. I have no idea. I'm the first to admit it's the freaking draft. It's a lottery. I have no idea. But I've never seen Giant fans as so collectively giddy over this draft as they are. Like, the approval rating of Joe Shane is like George H.W. Bush after Iraq. Nice. Like, it's through the roof. And even Brian Daboll's getting love. Like, Giant fans are freaking giddy. And you guys may be right. I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and throw
I'm just telling you,
it's salt on your parade, or whatever it is.
It's because every one of these guys feels like a football player.
I gotcha.
They don't feel like, oh, that's a pretty looking kid. God, look how gorgeous he looks in his uniform. It's like, that dude is dirty as hell. He's going to go grind, get hurt and rub some dirt on it, and then go bite some ankles like Dan Campbell used to say.
So you're giddy too?
I'm pleased that they crushed it.
Well, but we don't know if they crushed it. That's my point.
Meaning, like, you crushed the draft. They crushed it. Well, and I think every analyst will tell you the same thing.
Every analyst, I am agreeing with every national analyst, local analyst, mm-hmm. they crushed the draft.
Right.
Every Giant fan, they crushed the draft.
Well, it's back.
How do we know that?
It's because of what we don't know until they start playing. Again, right, by the way, we probably won't find out for another 3 years whether or not these guys are actually worth a damn. But what we do know is that, as we said on Friday, the Giants have an identity now.
Yeah.
Right? They're going to be hard-nosed. Get after the quarterback, defense first, and we're going to run the ball.
Watch this. This is a game we start usually in the summer. I'm starting it on April 28th. And it's this game of you take the temperature of a fan base by mm-hmm. asking them, hey, how many wins are you going to have?
Yeah.
And if you ask that same person, in your case, you, Sean Lugie, like every 3 months
not
based on
work.
Time of
not
year.
Not going to work for me.
It's not going to work for you?
I know what you're trying to do, but it's not going to work.
I'm not trying to do anything. Like, literally, I'm not raining on anyone's parade because mm-hmm. you're right. Everyone says, certainly people that know a hell of a lot more about college football than I do, that Joe Shane just had the draft of his life. I can't tell you it's not true.
Right.
I'm just saying I've never seen so much collective optimism mm-hmm. off of an NFL draft as I'm seeing with the New York Giants. So based on that, April 28th.
Six or seven.
Six or seven.
Because trust me,
okay,
they're not better than most of the NFC East. They are not better than most of the AFC West. They are not better than most of the NFC North. Those are the divisions they have to play.
I agree. All right, so six or seven for Tiki.
Yeah, Sean, but I do think
the
getting your asses kicked on Sunday is done.
Yeah. They may only win six or seven games, but they're not getting embarrassed.
They do damage.
Knicks put banners up for that back in the mid-2000s. Sean, how many wins will the New York Giants get in 2025?
A surprising 8-9, hot late, and an ending reminiscent of the 2022 Lions, where everybody falls in love with them ahead of 2026.
Well, that 2022 Lions team, though, started terribly.
Yes.
And then won seven in a row.
I think you're going to have a similar feel, and they're going to ruin somebody's season at the end of the year, and then we're going to go into next year going big expectations.
Right.
Okay. Six or seven from Tiki, 8-9 for Sean. They're going to ruin people's seasons. Tommy Lugauer.
I've been very critical of Joe Shane. No secret there. When I saw they drafted Cam Scataboo, I want a 10-year contract extension for Joe Shane. That is an immediate fan favorite. That being said, they're only going to win six games this year. It's still a very tough mountain to climb, the division, the schedule, but they have an identity, they have direction, they have a purpose, and they will be getting better year by year now.
And the other thing that neither of us, as Giant fans, me, Tommy, Sean, mentioned, we have no idea what our quarterback play is going to look like.
Nope.
No idea.
Mm. I'm going on defensive identity. I think the defense is going to be
really. I have no idea. Russell Wilson could be average or he could be garbage. I have no idea. Jameis Winston comes in. He could throw for 500 yards, but 30 interceptions this year. I have no idea.
Those are your April 28th predictions. We will check back in July and see if they change.
Can I make one more April 28th prediction?
Of course.
The Giants next year will beat the Kansas City Chiefs at home.
Mm. What if they're not playing them at home?
They are.
They are.
They are.
We know home run.
Oh, we know home run, right. We don't know the
That's my we all drool on Monday upset of the year.
When will that be in the season? Because that's kind of
you
important.
You know what? Final week of the year.
No, well, it can't be.
Give me in September. The Chiefs stumble early in the year.
Yeah, no, they do.
No, it'll be divisions at the end of the season. They always do that now.